And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Today, text the word PETE, P-E-T-E, to the KVOE text line, 620-342-5863, for your chance to win a $15 gift certificate to the Sweet Granada from State Farm agent Pete Euler. He's been your good neighbor in Emporia for 42 years. Winner announced tomorrow. KVOE Live in local sunshine, 63 degrees. It is 8:54.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us Visit Emporia Director Leland Daines, who's talking about gravel cycling, and specifically Gravel, Kansas.
Leland, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I am doing fantastic. And with weather like this, how could you not?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, this is certainly inviting, you know, to get out there and roll around in it for a while.
Or
bike on it for a while. So Gravel, Kansas,
right.
We're kind of introducing, I guess, Gravel, Kansas. Tell us what
we
this
are.
Is all about, Leland.
Well, as you too well know, and as some of the listeners might recall, I've long been associated with gravel cycling and building the bike race here locally, and it's just extraordinary what has been created. And it's not a stretch to say that Kansas has made gravel famous internationally, and that's largely right here through the work that's been created in Emporia. But for a long time, I've recognized that it's not just Emporia that is special, that indeed our entire state has some pretty extraordinary cycling opportunities, specifically through gravel cycling. You know, we're not the mountains. We don't have a ton of access to single-track mountain biking trails, things like that. But we have gravel roads, nearly endless, 98,000 miles or more of gravel roads in our state. And amazing stories that connect people to these extraordinary places. And so I've long had this idea of, wouldn't it be great if we had a place that people could go to find routes all over the state of Kansas? And as they are looking for places to explore or even just passing through, that they could plan stops based around gravel cycling routes they wanted to experience. And that is the essence of what Gravel Kansas is, an opportunity for content creators to build routes that connect people to place through the amazing stories that we have in and around our local communities that will hopefully inspire people to visit.
So do you have some routes already available, or is this going to be an ongoing process, Lena?
We have a website, gravelks.com, that is live and active right this very minute, and people can go there to already start to explore some of the curated routes that have been created. So there are options, and we've got it broken up in a couple different ways on how you can search. We divided the state of Kansas into the six tourism regions as defined by Kansas Tourism. And so a person could look at a region and say, well, I'm traveling into this area. What kind of routes are here? Or they could search by difficulty level. And we've adopted a very common nomenclature. If you've been skiing, you'll recognize the green beginner, blue intermediate, and black advanced. So you can search routes by their difficulty. So there's a couple different ways you can explore, or there's an interactive Google map on there, and you can see visually where all of the routes are. So maybe if you're traveling along I-70 and you say, well, at some point we'd like to get out, take a break and stretch the legs, and you've brought your bikes along, you can find routes that are along where you'll be traveling. So there's probably about 60 to 70 routes already populated. There are routes in every region of the state currently, and there will be more routes that come. We know it. We know that people continue to develop these routes and stories, and we'll be updating that nearly monthly as we continue to get new routes on there.
Really quickly, Leland, why is this so exciting for you? And it's a question that's kind of a loaded one, given your long history here with cycling, you know, being involved in Unbound and its predecessor, and now your position here as Visit Emporia Director. What has this so exciting for you?
Well, I can't understate enough how transformative the bicycle has been in my own life, and I think I've shared this with you all. I'm certainly a very outgoing person, and when I find something that I'm super passionate about, the first thing I want to do is share it with others. And so having been able to share that, starting out in Emporia with the bike race and then growing that event to the point that we were sharing it literally with the entire world. I mean, more than 40 foreign countries and all U.S. states are represented in that event. This is just a continuation of that work that gets me so excited. And I, being in my role now for over 2 years in tourism, it's been a great relearning process for me, how extraordinary it is to explore and not just go on far-off adventures, but to explore right here in our own backyard and around our state. And far be it for me to say that I've experienced all the gravel there is in our state of Kansas. As I'm looking at these routes, it's almost as if I'm looking at it through an entirely new lens and remembering back to when I started in this, where everything was new and every single road was a new adventure. There are still roads, there are routes and stories that I don't know of that I am so excited and eager to learn about. And for me, the bike is a way that I can experience that, that I can connect with a place, connect with the landscapes and the people that I meet along the way. And so for others that are interested in that and get excited by having that level of connection, this is a program, this is a website that they should definitely check out.
Who is, you know, creating the routes or giving you route ideas and identification for routes? I mean, is there a vetting process here in that, Leland?
There is, yeah. So when the past 2 years, we've been intentionally working on this. And through my position in tourism, I was able to go to fellow CVB professionals, economic development people in different communities, utilizing those networks to find people that could help create these routes. I knew that I couldn't, as much as I might have liked to do it, I knew I couldn't create all of these routes myself, and I don't know all the stories. And I think that's the crux of this, is a lot of the people that have helped to create routes might not be gravel enthusiasts themselves today. Maybe they're getting excited about it. But for us, it was more about finding those stories that connect people to the place, because I actually believe the route drawing becomes a lot easier when you have a story that you want to tell or share with that gravel route. And a great example of that here locally would be our Murder Ordained route. Most locals are familiar with Bird Bridge, or Rocky Ford Bridge as it's known, and the macabre history that is associated with that location. That's a way that we can tie in this great architectural bridge, right, and weave in this local story and create an experience for people. And so that's when you ask who are these route creators, well, they're not all just gravel cycling enthusiasts. They are CVB people, they are EcoDeval people, and sometimes they're just passionate local community residents. So with that said, the invitation is open to sure. any and all that would like to create a route. We will vet those. I won't say that just because you create a route that we will add it to the website. It does need to have that great local story that connects people to the place. So as long as you're working within those parameters and the guidelines of our skill level for these routes, we can hopefully find a home for it.
And quickly before we leave, this will be this website free for people to use. How does the funding work with this? How's this getting paid for, Leland?
Yeah, so the creation of this was predominantly funded by Kansas Tourism. I'm very thankful that the state, at the state level, they see the power of gravel cycling, what it could mean for the entire state, and they funded us with a grant. Visit Emporia also provided sponsorship, as well as Visit Abilene. So there were some CVBs and DMOs that have seen the potential in this, the power that it has, to lift us all up. And I think that's something really important to note. While this is a statewide initiative, I really believe this is a rising tide that's going to lift all boats kind of a situation. Emporia has enjoyed this seat as this kind of gravel capital, this official gravel capital of the world. And I believe that by me in particular spearheading this work, that we can not only lift up all the other communities throughout the state, but rise Emporia even higher as this mecca of cycling within the state that made gravel famous, and just create this narrative that if you're a gravel cycling enthusiast, you have to experience Emporia and gravel cycling here.
And what's that website again, Lehman?
GravelKS.com. It is absolutely free to use. I encourage people to go explore and start to check out those routes.
Outstanding. Leland, thanks much. Appreciate it, and look forward to maybe seeing some folks on the routes.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Leland, thanks. Yeah, Leland Danes, who is, he's the director of Gravel Kansas.
on that website. Good idea.
Great idea. And again, gravelks.com is where you need to go. 904 here on KVOE.
KVOE, it is 903. Good morning.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful process and you're probably putting it off.